This is the American Cheers, Jeers and Tears podcast. I am Pierre Kandorfer in California City, California, at nevergiveupyourdream.us. Fighting for life, truth, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and the American dream. This is the episode number 14. Am I selfish or what? Selfishness is a part of our life. It doesn't have just negative effects. A baby or a toddler, for example, needs to be selfish to survive. An adult must be selfish when fighting for his or her life. Treating yourself well during tough times is a kind of selfishness too, but it is not necessarily a bad thing if it doesn't hurt others. A selfish behavior is generally considered bad and immoral. A closer determination, however, reveals a more specific description. Number one, selfishness is seen as good if somebody is treating himself in a positive way. Number two, if somebody is acting in a somehow selfish way without hurting anybody, psychologists describe this as neutral selfishness. Number three, any kind of arrogant and self-centered behavior hurting other people is considered bad selfishness. Remarkably, virtually all selfish people don't see themselves selfish or bad. Therefore, it might be appropriate to examine yourself. Am I selfish? There are clear signs of egotistical people. They are easy to detect, especially in close relationships. How do they behave? Number one, they expect you to listen to them without offering you the same courtesy in return. Number two, they give you a silent treatment instead of discussing problematic issues with you. Number three, they always insist that only their perspective is correct on everything. Number four, they accuse you to be selfish if you don't agree with them. Number five, they are mad if you make plans without involving them. Number six, they are overly critical to you and your friends as well as family. Number seven, they accuse you that you are ignorant to their needs. Number eight, they threaten you to end your relationship if you don't agree with them, even if they don't really mean it. Number nine, they are unaware of the imbalance in your relationship. Number 10, they are nagging all the time. Number 11, they are control freaks. Number 12, they try to manipulate you. Number 13, they act as they are the only people on the planet. Number 14, they hate teamwork. And number 15, they rarely collaborate fairly on anything. Does this apply to you or someone of your family members or friends? If you consider yourself selfish, you need to reset your attitude and change your behavior. People who love you will greatly appreciate that. Psychologists have an excellent advice on how to react to selfish people. Number one, accept that they have no real regard for others. They might have some moments of charm or generosity, but usually they have no feelings for others or their welfare. Number two, don't give them any attention they crave. Don't boost their ego. Number three, stay true to yourself and your feelings and don't play their game. Number four, use every occasion to remind them that the world does not revolve around them. Number five, don't pay any attention to their scheme. Number six, turn the table on them and bring up topics you are interested in. Number seven, don't do any favors for them. Too much tolerance for their ploy would hurt you. Number eight, limit your time spending with selfish people. Number nine, seek better and more honest friendships. Number 10, end your relationship if the person is unable to change. Don't let selfish people victimize you by making your life miserable. You can't change the world, but you can disempower selfish people who hurt you. It's your life, and only you can change it for the best. You can find extensive information about this topic in my book, Find Peace of Mind or Lose Your Mind, available as a paperback for just $8.95 or ebook for only $2.95 on Amazon. You can find the link at nevergiveupyourdream.us. Thank you very much for your attention. Take care until the next time. I am Pierre Kandorfer at nevergiveupyourdream.us. Have a nice day. Since you are listening to my podcast, you are probably also interested in some of my books with topics close to my heart. They all reflect my attitude: fighting for life, truth, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and the American dream. Here are some of the book titles: Good, Kind, and Happy, Open Secret to Our Life; Find Peace of Mind or Lose Your Mind; You Don't Know Who You Really Are, Discover Your True Self; No More Doubt, Science Confirms the Bible; Idiots from Hell, Defying Lunatics Among Us; Endgame, When Truth Doesn't Matter Anymore; Whom Can We Still Trust? Find Out Before It's Too Late; Liberals Hijacking America; Fight Back Manual, Last Bad Strategy for Survival of the Western Civilization. All books are available on Amazon at just $8.95 for a paperback and only $2.95 as an ebook. You can find complete information and the link at my website, nevergiveupyourdream.us. nevergiveupyourdream.us.